The Gemara here is looking for a mocker that Ach Biyam Rishon and Tashbisu, as strange as it is, doesn't mean Yontov, it means Erev Yontov. Shakim Zah. So the Gemara brought Abaya. And Stira, Bash, Tosfos, extra Pasuk. And Gemara came out with Maskana like that, with Acholak. You also, the Gemara here went out, the Gemara brings other Mekoros. Interesting Mekoros that the word Rishon means Erev Yontov, not Yontov. How Rishon? Means before. Then the Gemara says, Amori Tikamaisa, which we're going to spend a few days on now. A very important Gemara, which has very big ramifications in general in Pesachim. Rava Amar Mehocha. Leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Leisishchat ha-pesach v'adayin chometz kayem. A new marker. You now let a shech go on Pesach when you have chometz around. So, I want to stop right here and say, the Gemara didn't say what the right is. Very strange Gemara. I want to teach you how to learn a piece of Gemara slowly. So, how do you know this piece is Erev? Doesn't say. Stage one. Stage two is Fakti Gemara. Eimu kochad v'chad kishochet. Explains Rashi. Okay, say it, but maybe it's a different time. Every one of them. It depends when you shut it. How do you make a universal time of 12 o'clock? Everything more. Zman shkitam rachmanam. Says Rashi, the pshat is. Doesn't make sense that there's different times for everybody, so it's not it's one time. Three parts of the Gemara. One part is the Etzem Limud, that from the Lashishchat HaChometz Dam Zivchi, we're moving over Tashbisu to Erev Yontov. The Gemara says, Ve'ema Kol Echad Ve'echad. Rashi learns that the Kashi is that maybe every guy, that the Gemara says, Manchit HaRachman, it's not Mestaba that it's different Zmanim, so Mestaba it's one Zman. I repeat again, the Gemara doesn't explain what the Limud is. So how am I supposed to know that Achmi Rishon Tashbisu is Erev Yontov? What's going on over here? How do I know that Achmer Rishon Tashbisu, which Rishon means the first day of Yontov, how do I know that that turned into Yontov? It wasn't this. My hand. But don't compel, I'm talking about the baseline Shana the Gemara. We're from the Sushar Chavetz Dam Zivchi. You have a riot. They tell me that the mitzvah of Sushar Tashbisu is on Erev Yontov. Maybe you might. So Abaya said a steer, but if I don't love Abaya steer, or whatever it is, by the way, I have to know what Rava argued on Abaya. If I don't love Abaya steer, okay, I'm not impressed by Abaya steer. I don't know, maybe Rava holds like a bit of parrot. Maybe I know what Rava holds, okay? But if you don't hold of Abaya's shot, so we're in the pasuk of Sushar Chavetz Dam Zivchi. Do you have a riot to what Tashbisu is? Vazbil's wrong, we're going to explain all that. You all know there's a famous Hakira. Everyone speaks about it. The a guy is shechting his korban Pesach bein Rabbayim on Erev Yontov. He now let have chometz during that time. Balzim. Yesh lachkor. We'll start off with a basic akira. Is that a... What's the lav? I want to explain what I'm saying. Is the lav having chometz at the time of shechita? In which case, the shechita is the timing of the avera. I'll explain in a minute. Or is the avera a halacha in korban Pesach? I'll say it in a different nosach, so I'm going to say it. What's the vera? The vera is having the chometz, or the vera is shechting the korban? Makar of the korban. Yesh lachkor. It's a korban pesach dikadin. There's a locha in korban pesach that you're not allowed to do a shechita when you have pesach. But I'll ask you an interesting zach. What's the maisa vera? Is the maisa vera the shechita, the haktorah, the hakrova? Well, the maisa vera is that at the time of shechita the pesach, you had chometz. So the vera is the having of the chometz at that time. The Maridik Hashayla. What's the vera? Is the vera having chometz at the time of the shechita? In which case, the vera is a chometz avera. You had chometz. Kilo. I'll explain what I'm saying. There's many averas which involve having chometz. The Tashbisu, which has an isser, the market everyone told us yesterday. Bal Yirah. There's another avera. I slapped another avera. B'shas, the shechita, the korban pesach. You're not letting chometz around. But the avera is having chometz around during the shechita. You heard Ari just said the avera? The avera is having chometz around at the time of the shechita. So we'll call it a subcategory of Ba'yira. There's another avera. There's another. If a guy has chometz, there's another avera over. You're not just over Ba'yira. You're not just over the shechita. You're over. Because you had chometz during the shechita. And that's an avera of having chometz. I'm saying, if you're asking what the maisa avera is, the maisa avera is having chometz. Or, it's halach and hilchos korban pesach. Is Allah in Korban Pesach that the Maisa Shechita should not be done when the guy owns Pesach? And it's a din in the carbon. It's Allah in Korban Pesach. In other words, it's not another way of being, it's not another Bal Yirah. Okay, it's not another aver of having chometz. The aver is not having the chometz, by the way. The aver is not that you had chometz. The Avera is that you did a pu'ul of shechita when you had chometz. I'll give you enough convenience. The Mishnah says in Samachim Oman Aleph that Shechit is a Pesach al chometz over b'leis asin. Kerelav. Taisus in Divrei Maskil Hashechit over here on the bottom has a shiloh. Is the korban puzzle? Am I seeing you think shiloh? A guy shechted the korban Pesach and he had chometz. Whatever that means, which we'll see in a second. A guy shechted the korban and he had chometz. Yeah. So, is the korban puzzle? Says Taisus, no, the korban's not puzzle because there's a klal. In Kochim, a korban's only puzzle is shon hakosav la'akiv, the Torah said it twice. That's a rule in Hilchos Psulei Korbanos, Psulei Kochim. So Taisus has a serious thought that the korban Pesach is puzzle. No. Hamevin Yovin, this raya everybody brings. If the Aveira is having chometz at the time that you shecht it, why in the world should the korban be puzzle? What's this tzad that the korban should be puzzle? Taisus has a tzad that the korban's puzzle. You can't be makrovit. Why not? What's wrong with the korban? It's not halacha in the korban. It's halacha that I'm not allowed to have Pesach. I'm not allowed to hold chametz at the time of the shechita. No, if it's an aveira of not being able to hold chametz at the time of the shechita, so why in the world should the why should it even be not having me that the korban is possible? Make a taste. Why should the korban be possible? It's halacha in the korban. It's halacha in the korban of the korban. I did something wrong with the korban. I wasn't allowed. It's a timing for it. You're not allowed to have chametz. They're back at the korban Pesach at 12:30. So at 12:30, you can't have what it called. At 12 o'clock officially, you can't. You're not allowed to have chametz. Why should the korban be possible? Raya number one. Raya number two, even worse, is that Tosis on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis says Noch Erger. Tosis on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis says that. Let's see, you have a chabura. So the Gemara says that Echad v'nei chabura have the chometz. The Gemara says that Echad v'nei chabura has the chometz. One of the v'nei chabura has chometz. Oyle Echad v'nei chabura. It means like this. You have a chabura of 10 people who chipped into a Korban Pesach. And one of them has chometz. You're over l'sishchat. Says Tosis in Tavos Amud Gimel, listen to this. Who's over l'sishchat? Who's over the Avera? Says Tosis on top. Either the one who is sheichit, or the one who is makrif, top Tosis on the Gilman base. Says Tosis, who's over the Avera? Says Tosis, lo mischayev ba'al chometz, el sheichet ba'azayri, the one who does the hakrova. Listen to Murray the Gazach. There are 10 guys who chipped into a Korban Pesach. One of them, a family Korban Pesach, one of them has chometz. Where he has chometz, we'll talk in a minute. He has chometz. Says Tosis, and then a kohen went and shechted the Korban. A kohen was zayrik the dam. Says Tosis, the Baal Chometz is not over. The one who's over is the Shoichin and the Zayrich. I figure Hakasha, I understand. Let's get double edged Kasha. The Shoichin and the Zayrich don't have Chometz. The one who has the Chometz, Mr. Family Guy, Mr. Chabura, he's not over. The guy who has the Chometz, he's not over. And the one who does the Shechita, who doesn't have the Chometz, he's over. Why? What does that tell us? What it tells us is that the Avera is not the having of the chometz. The one who has the chometz is the Ben HaChabura. The Sheikha doesn't have chometz. The answer is, why is he over and not them, like I just said? Because the Avera is the Maisa HaKrov of the Krov. These two rides feed off each other. One ride is that's in fact that Tosis has a very stark attack at the Korban's muscle. And the second ride is that the one who has the chometz is not the one who's over. If one of the Chabura has the Chometz, then the Sheikhin and the Zayrich, the one who's doing the Hakrav is Zayrich. Obviously, the Psal is not very, you're not allowed to have Chometz. I don't have Chometz. The poor Zayrich and the poor Sheikhin doesn't have Chometz. He's a regular Kohen. He's on duty. The Kohen's on duty. The guy brought in his carpet. He has a knife there. He's standing over there, even though the Kohen doesn't have to do Shechita, but he did a full service Kohen. Shechita and Zrika. He's over love. He's over love. He was holding chometz. He was masha chometz. It's a shabayra. The teretz has no shayz b'chal. It's a maisa shechita. It's a psul in the korban. And the one who's over this aveira of being makrav the korban pesach al hachometz is the one who is makrav the korban pesach. It's the kohen. As they state in Tosis, I'm going to base. If that's true, we're starting now. So it's on your whole journey. If that's true, and that is true, I bought two rides. There's more rides to this, but I bought two baseline rides. If that's true, so then Adam's in his Gemara. And I'm going to ask it in the most cynical way possible that I can pull out. Adam's in his Gemara. Push down is in the Gemara. The Kipshuta. If Hashem is the Gemara, I'll explain. The Torah Kedesha says there's a mitzvah sase called Tashbisu, together with its partner called Bayira. Both of them start on Yom Tov. Shivas Yom Misaolei Motzei Batechem. One Zach. Atzeite Zach. Ach mi arishin Tashbisu. On Yom Tov, get rid of it. Before Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. Now you have a Nishal. You want to tell me that Tashbisu is every Yom Tov? Yeah, and I said, no, Tashbisu is every Yom Tov. You heard the Maizah? Tashbisu is every Yom Tov. Frank is a Kach, Shari, it's every Yom Tov. But it says, like, Sishar Al-Chavis Dab Zirchi, Bishlem, if that pair of Le Sishar Al-Chavis Dab Zirchi will be another affair of having Chavis. There's another way a guy's over having Chavis. You're over, you have Chavis by your own. You're over, you have Chavis, you're over Tashbisu. You're over, you have Chavis during the Shechita, which is, the Shechita is a timing. So I could hear, he found me that you're not allowed to have Chavis from every Yom Tov. But the minute I prove to you that it's not a ver is having chametz, a ver is in the ma'aseh shechita. You're not allowed to shech the korban pesach, and at kedei kach, it's not even the guy who has the chametz. You have ma'aseh nerva? It's a new halacha in hefas korban pesach. So you're not allowed to do a shechita when one of the chabura has things. But the ver is not having the chametz. The ver is not having the chametz. I don't have the chametz. It's a halacha in hefas korban pesach. So I see something very cynical. So how do you ever write that the mitzvah tashbisha starts every yontif? How do you ever write the mitzvah tashbisha starts every yontif? Maybe the mitzvah tashbisha doesn't start every yontif. Okay? Maybe the mitzvah tashbisu doesn't start every yontif. It doesn't start every yontif, okay? But you all starts in yontif. Tashbisu starts in yontif. There's an avera. When you do the shechita, there's some sort of avera. And he'll score on Pesach. You're not allowed to have chametz while the shechita. What I meant by being cynical is, I don't know. The guy shechted it at 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, he went and bought himself chametz. He bought himself a beer factory. He made a flip. By the time he got the shechita, he already flipped the beer factory. Yeah. He can't. It's also b'hano. But anyway. He went and got himself chametz. I don't know what happened. He got himself chametz, okay? I'll say it even more cynical, if I want to be cynical. Halei, why is the sheikhit over? The sheikhit's over because the ben achabura, what do I say now? Has chametz, right? The ben achabura is not over. It's avakasha. The ben achabura is not over. Why? Because he's not shechting it, right? So let the ben achabura keep his chametz. I say tashbisu tomorrow. I have to get rid of it. What is it? You're not allowed to shech. The guy, he's shech. I'm right. He's the one who's over. Mr. Sheikh is over. Mr. Zorik's over. I'm not over, right? Why am I not over? Because that was a Korban Pesach affair, right? Okay, so why do I have to get rid of it? He's a sheikh. He should have shechted it. He should have found out. He's the one who's doing the Russia. So why does you bring me a raya that now the Ben Achabur has to get rid of it also? Because that's Tashbisu. Who told you? Tashbisu is your Rishon. Tashbisu is tomorrow. He's over. He was over. Well, I wasn't over. So I don't see the Gemara. What did the Gemara find in Lashishra al-Chavis Dam Zivchi that dragged Tashbisu from Yom Tov to Erev Yom Tov? That all Klal Yisrael has to go get rid of the Chametz at 12 o'clock. We'll see where the 12 o'clock is from. There's no Acholak over here. Another whole headache. Well, then. Wait, who am I making tasty? Lashishra al-Chavis Dam Zivchi. It's Avera on the Shechitas of Pesach. It's the Sheikhid. It's the Zorik. It's Bechal now all Klal Yisrael, by the way. Something I'm missing. Another Kasha. It's not on everybody. It's not even on the Ben Chabur. Not even on the guy who has the Chametz. So it's not the guy who has the chametz. It's a local zach and Hilda's meister shchita and korban pesach. It's a psalm of korban pesach. Very nice. So, right. So you're a Russian. You shouldn't have done. Why do I have to go get rid of my chametz? I love a pelamash. So the Velt says, we're starting slowly. That Tosis is the kasha. It wasn't my kasha. The Velt says that this is Tosis kasha that I asked you to see today. Look inside Tosis to be a maskul. It's man shchita. I'm going to show you Dvarim the flow and teach you how to learn Tosis, and then we'll go Kehenev and Kehenev, Vaita and Vaita and Vaita. Look at Tosis, dear Maskul, Zman Shechita Amar Rachmana. You hear Maisa? Maisa and Doyot. Zman Shechita Amar Rachmana. Zok Tosis, Afogath. The Emesu, the Leishishchar HaChometz, Kol Chad V'chad, Kishachar Damine Perek Tov, Nishchar HaShechas, the Pesach HaChometz, Over V'lav, Mikom Makar. I want to stop here and teach you how to learn Tosis. The Gemara answers, Man Shechit Amar Rachmana. Frek Tosis, I don't understand the Teretz. Halo Emesu, the Leishishchar HaChometz, Kol Chad V'chad. It's Emes that Kol Chad V'chad. What do you answer to the Gemara's Kasha? Did you ever see the Tosis' Kasha? Tosis says, what do you, the Gemara is the Kasha, Kol Chad V'chad. Frek Tosis, what are you answering me, Zman Shechita? You didn't answer the Kasha. There's a Mishnah on the Tzamach Gimel HaShechit. There's a Pesach HaChometz. Every B'Lav, stop here. What did you tell Tosis? I don't understand. He saw his Tosis, he can faint. That's why I asked you to see the Tosis first. This is the Pesach HaChometz. My Rabbi said, I understand. According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Very nice, you learned that other Sishchat. Rashi doesn't bother to explain how we know, by the way. The Gemara's Kasha was, who told you it's at 12 o'clock? Maybe every guy when he shechts. What's that? It's Matrita. I understand. If Tosfos learned the Gemara Shakta V'Tayr like Rashi, what's the Gasha? No, it's called Chad V'Chad because it's a Mishnah Tamar Gimel. Ishakur, Boker Tov. Of course it's a Mishnah Tamar Gimel. Mishnah Tamar Gimel says, what do you want from the Mishnah Tamar Gimel? What's the Gasha? The Gemara is a very simple Kasha. We learn out of the Sishchat stage one, whatever the limud is. Then the Gemara is a very, very low-level technical Kasha according to Rashi. Who told you it's one set time? Maybe it's flexible, each guy according to the Shkita? The Gemara answer is not Shkita Rachman, it's one time. We don't make a billion different times. So what's this Kasha? Fakhtesh, Mikol Mokoyim. The Gemara's Kasha is, Oy Mitchai V'Kayim. Mikol Mokoyim, Kol Chad V'Chad. And how do we know that? Because it's a Mishnah Tzamah Gimel. And what did he show from Mishnah Tzamah Gimel? What does it say over there? It says that when a guy shechts the Korban Pesach, you're able to listen to Shkot. What did he show from there? We know that. Shkot, that was the Gemara's right, right? Taisa says, I have a Mishnah on Tzamach Gimel that backed up the Gemara's Kasha. If the Gemara's Kasha was Kol Chad V'Chad, it's first of all, the Gemara said a good habit. The Kasha was that maybe it's flexible each guy's time. The Gemara says, no, it's one time. All about the Shatavis, by the way. We don't make a billion different times. It's not Mistavis, that was Mechalik. That's one. Second of all, I don't understand. What is he asking? He's saying the Gemara's Teretz is not a good Teretz because we have a Mishnah Tzamach Gimel that says, Ashaykh al-Acham is Yoiver. What did he find over there? What did he find over there that messes up our Gemara? What did Tosfos find in the Mishnah and the Tzamach Gimel Amud Aleph that makes the Teretz of the Gemara Shver? According to Rashi, the Tosfos doesn't start. According to Rashi, the Shaka V'Tayr is it a different time for everybody? The Gemara answered the Baal Batash answer that it's not Mistavra that the Torah made different times for everybody. So what are you asking from Tzamach Gimel? Fakhtesh Akash, what do you mean? How could you answer this man Shchita Machmana? There's a Mishnah Tzamach Gimel. What's going on over here? What does Tosfos want? What did he find in the Mishnah over there that slugs up the Gemara? It looks like a printing mistake. Fakhtesh, no! Hey, Fakhtesh, I forgot the Emesu! It's Emes delicious! Kol Chad V'Chad. Somebody argued on that. Somebody said, not like that. When the Gemara ends is Man Shchita Rachmana, somebody came along and said, Nishtazei. Somebody came along and said, Nein. Somebody said such a thing. Where the Shaka V'Tayr? Is it one time? Is it many times? So he says, no, the Kash is Richter, Kol Chad V'Chad, because it's a Mishnah Tzamach Gimel. I know all that. I know there's a Mishnah, and I know that it's Kol Chad V'Chad, Yishar Koyach. Gemara's a different Kash, Gemara's a low-level Kasha. In fact, the Gemara is learning out, very nice. But who said it's one set time? Gemara says, Mishnah is one set time. In fact, we come back and no, the Kash is Chai V'Kayim. Why is the Kash Chai V'Kayim? Because it's a Mishnah Tzamach Gimel. Where do you find Mishnah Tzamach Gimel? What do you find there? But don't repel it. Learn to say, so you can faint. So that's what he is. What did he ask? What's fine? What's fact? What did he find over there? Tzamach Gimel Adal? This slugs up the Gemara. What's the problem? The best brother. I'm making faces at me. I'm losing my self-confidence. I mean, after a short night. What's the problem?
The Gemara doesn't seem true.
I can't hear you.
So you learn faces partially. The Gemara doesn't seem true. The Gemara says we're all fine.
I understand you. According to the way we have Rashi, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, the way he learned the Gemara, today's the Kasha begins.
Of course.
What's that Kasha?
Gemara says it's not Mistaber, that it'd be each one for each person. And we see
each person has a separate time. Legabi Tashbisu, the Gemara answered. I know that. So the Gemara says a good Teretz. It's not Mistaber that the Mitzvah Tashbisu changes 12:01 and 12:02 and everybody picks their time. It's not Mistaber. Very Baal Batash Teretz. What's your?
My Gemara doesn't say
I can't hear you.
My Gemara doesn't say the
Teretz. My Gemara does. Sorry. We're talking about Tashbisu. The Laval is Sishcha. You can't be over to do the Shchita, Rebbe. You forgot? When the Gemara says Man Shchita, what's the Gemara going on? Tashbisu, the Gemara is on Shchita. Yes, so the guy's over at Zman Shchita at 12 o'clock, even though he didn't bring his Korban Pesach because there's a long line. He's part of the Kata Shlishis. What are you talking about? What's the Avera? I don't see you. What Avera? What Shchita in Shach? No, just a couple. What are you talking about? Yes, I know what you're talking about. Zman Shchita Bachmar means it's not a stabber that the Avera of Tashbisu is going to switch. Every guy's Shchita. Of course, you're not over the Shchita until you do the Maisis Rika. The Avera is the Rika. Is Emsa Yeret Darkri is the Velt says that Tosfos learned the Gemara not like Rashi. Is Emes Yeret Darkri? Is Tosfos learned the Gemara not like Rashi? Tosfos learned that the Gemara's Kasha was my Kasha. Tosfos learned the Gemara's Kasha was how can you learn out of Leisishchat Achomet Dam Zivchi to the Din of Tashbisu? Fakti Gemara, the Ema Kolchad, what's the Lashon Gemara? Fakti Gemara, the Ema Kolchad v'Chad Kishochit. Fakti Gemara, Lom Deshakasha, not like Rashi that the times keep changing. Fakti Gemara, the Ema Kolchad v'Chad Kishochit means that Aver is on the Shchita. When you shechted, you're over it. There's no Aver of having Chometz, and the Gemara meant the Lom Deshakasha. The Gemara meant to say Alam de Shakasha. You'll see in a minute by Pesburgo when Tosis Teretz. How I was right. In fact, the Gemara's Kasha, Tosis understood the Gemara's Kasha not like Rashi. The Gemara's Kasha was like Rashi, so the Gemara is a very Balbatasha Kasha. Why is it a very Balbatasha Teretz? What's Teretz? Teretz is Tosis learned that the Gemara's Kasha was my Kasha. How can you learn a Shkita? Maybe a Prophet Bechet, a very under Shkita. There's no Shachas Bechel to Tashbisu. Every the Gemara, no. Zman Shkita Rachmana. The issue is on the time. In fact, a Kasha, I don't send you. I don't see what you answer me. It's true. There's a Mishnah on the Asamah Gimel that says, Hashoichet, you're over on the Shkita. So what do you answer me, Zman Shkita Rachmana? You didn't answer me anything. That there is on the Shkita. There's no Shachas Tashbisu. Tosis Kasha was, this was Tosis Kasha. Tosis understood that the Gemara's Kasha wasn't about Batash Kasha like Rashi of, where's the word he called? Tosis Kasha wasn't that. Tosis learned that the Gemara's Kasha wasn't about Batash Kasha. Who told you, why is it 12 o'clock? Maybe the time keeps changing. Tosis learned that the Gemara's Kasha was my Kasha. How can you learn out a Gilu from Tashbisu? It's a very on the Sheikhet. After the Gemara, some sort of funny Teretz, Zman Shchit Am Rahmana. Tosis doesn't know what the Teretz is. Says Tosis. Emesu! The loy sishcha lachomet kochad v'chad kishat v'darmina perak tomin nishcha shaykh is a pesach lachomet over v'lav. Fekhtay is a kash, it's not true. It's kishochet. The aver is when you do the shchita. Which means that the aver is on the mice of shchita, it's did in the carbon. What are you learning out of tashbisu b'chal? Hazay fekhtay is a kash, he doesn't understand what the shakam v'tayar in the Gemara was. Ever toysus, mikom makom kivin da ashkhon de hizir ala ashbasa ve hizir shalel ishcha pesach lachomet svar hu shabizman shchita hizir ala ashbasa. Says Tosis, that when the Gemara said Zman Shchita, what the Gemara meant to say was, Kivan da Ashikon, the Hizr al Ashbosa, the Hizr Shalay, the Shkut Pesach al Chomet, Svar, who should be Zman Shchita, Hizr al Ashbosa. Tosis says, I'll explain to you the Limud from Leisishcha to Tashbisu. There are two things in the Torah. There's a thing called Leisishcha al Chomet Samzibki, and there's a thing called Tashbisu. They have nothing to do with each other, because Leisishcha is an Averian Shchita. The Sifchat are very in Shkita, the Hamashik Shaykhs are not kosher to each other, no Shaykhs. The Sifchat are Emer Kochat Bechat Kishachat. There's no Shaykhs Bechat to Tashbisu, there's no Shaykhs having comments. But since we have two things in the Torah, there's an Avera called the Sifchat, which is a Shkita Dikadim. And there's an Avera called Tashbisu, which is a Tashbisu Dikadim. It's not Mistavra that there are two different times. At Kantefis. And when the Gemara answers Man Shkita Om Rachmara, the Gemara said, you're right, it's Emer Kolechat Kishachat, you're right. One second, you're right, Kishachat. You're right. You're right, it's Hakavir in the Shkita. You call it a Nafi Shach. When you Shachti, you're not even having comments. You're for the Shkita. I said, what's the Gemara answer? Man Shkita Rachmana. Says Tosis that it's Mistaver that from the Avera of Leisishcha Lachomet Nam Zivchi, I can learn out to Lashbisu. Fak Tosis, I press Berger, Mayin Shvita Yatra Asinai. Yeah? Fak Tosis, the Kasha, Mayin Shvita Yatra Asinai. What's Hakavshat? Says Tosis, the Svara. It's Mistaver, they're both at the same time. It's Mistaver both at the same time. One second. That's the Shaka Vitaya and Tosis. Tosis learned that the Gemara's Kasha was my Kasha. What are you learning out from there? What's learned that way from there? And Tosis says, Tosis, I'll explain to what it means. What it means is that there's a Gilui from the Sisha Lachomis Dam Zivki, which is Taka private in the Shkita. It's a Gilui to Tashbisu. And by the way, and once it's a Gilui to the Tashbisu, so it starts from the Zman of the Shkita. It's a little bit of a doichik in the lashon of Zman Shkita Om Rachmana. Zman Shkita Om Rachmana means that from the time that you do the Shechting, we have a raya that Chometz is Aser, because it's Mistavra that if there's an Aver called Leisishcha Chometz Dam Zivchi, then Mistama Tashbisu kicks in also. The big question is, well, why? Let me just say this, Mecha Tesi. If we're living in a world where fundamentally, by the way, I was a little bit bluffing the Olam. In Tosis Teretz, you see that what was bothering him the whole time was Hakim Nechol Leisishcha Tashbisu. That was the issue. What was bothering Tosis, I've seen, is Teretz. We call Makim Svarah. It's a Svarah. It's a Svarah. Which was bothering Tosis the whole time was Hakim Nechol Leisishcha Tashbisu. This is the issue. This is the issue. They're having comments. So Tosis, it's a Svarah that the two things are connected. Here's the big mystery. Watch what I'm going to say now. What is the Svarah? What is the Svarah? So the Hilchos Shachar Sarieh in Siman Ayin Ches is Ma'arich on this. Takes Mim Pshat and Tosis. The Hilchos Shachar Sarieh in Siman Ayin Ches, Mutrus. What's that kind of connection? So he says like this. And I'm going to say Tifa right now. What exactly is Shachar Sarieh meant the way he did mean? So after Shagas Aryeh, what Tosfos meant to say was like this: Avada is an avera called the Sishal Chomis Dam Zivchi, and that avera I'm repeating has no shachas to Tashbisa, has no shachas to Bayi Rabbi Matzah. It has no shachas. Listen to the sharpness of the Shagas Aryeh. He learned a pshat in Tosfos, which is pshat in the Gemara. We're talking about what the Gemara answer. What is the Gemara's limud? Says the Halakha Shagas Aryeh 7 Zayin Alom the Shavar. He says like this: Avada the avera of the Sishal Chomis Dam Zivchi is a carbon pesach b'kedim. The avera is not having the chomis; it's shechting the carbon. So would he ever ride to Tashbisa? You know what a dramatic move that is to move Tashbisa from Yantav to Erev Yantav? He says like this: if the Torah went ahead and said that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach while it's what it's called, it doesn't make sense that Chometz at that time is still a commodity that's mutter and you're not allowed to shech it. Just kind of time. So the only thing that makes sense is that if Chometz had a mitzvah of Tashbisa to get rid of it, then it makes sense that the Torah is makbid on a Korban Pesach that was shechted on a Chometz. The svara of the Shagas Aryeh is that it doesn't make sense to go ahead and say that I'm over the avera of sishchat, which is a shechita dekadin, it's a korban dekadin, on chometz that I'm not chayav to get rid of. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. That's the svara of Tosfos. It doesn't make sense. If there's no tashbisu on Erev Yontif, if there's no tashbisu on Erev Yontif, it means I don't have to get rid of chometz. So what's the problem? You're not allowed to shech the korban. Chometz that I'm not chayiv to get rid of, zok the shagas aryeh, it's not mistaver that you're able to sishchat on it. The chometz is a chefsa shel hetmer. The chometz is chometz you're allowed to have around. Is what the Gemara meant to say, zok the shagas aryeh, pshat in Tosfos, pshat in the Gemara, is the Gemara meant to super lom de shavart. Lishishchat chometz, is that a gilu to tashbisu? Is that a gilu that if I have one aveir of having chometz, I have another aveir of having chometz, which is maybe the normal way of learning the Gemara? Top shot. The pshat is a shishchat is not an aver of having chometz. It's an aver of lo sishchat. Just the svara is that why in the world would the Torah be machbin on shechting a korban if you have chometz, if chometz itself is a chefsa shel hetter that you don't have to get rid of? That's what the Torah is meant to say. So it's a raya. Lo sishchat and tashbisa have no shechus to each other. Lo sishchat is a korban pesach the kadin. And tashbisa is a chometz the kadin. But the connection between them in Lomdus, says the Shagas Aryeh, is the Torah says there's an Avera to Shechta Korban Pesach on an object that fundamentally is a Chefsa Shel Hetter that I'm allowed to have around? It doesn't make sense. Is Muzdach Zayin that if the Torah was Makbin and Avera on Lishishchat Chometz is a Dover Issa? Why is it also? Because of Tashbisu. And that moves Tashbisu to Erev Yontif. One second. Azay Zokt, the Shagas Aryeh, Pshat and Tosfos. That was the Svara. That was the Gemara's Teretz. So the Gemara meant to answer Zman Shechit Amrachmanis. It's a little bit deichik in the Lashon. Zman Shechit Amrachmanis, one second, says the Shagas Aryeh, means that from the Leisishchat, we learn out that the time of Shechita has to be a time that the Chometz is Aser, because if the Chometz wouldn't be Aser, the Torah would never have Aser Shechting on a commodity like Chometz, which is fundamentally a Chefsa Shel Hetter. And that was the Shakavatar of the Gemara. The Gemara came along and said, what do you mean? It's a din in the Shechita, what's Hattas? Everything Gemara knows, Man Shechita Rachman, there's a Svara that says that it's Azei Shteit L'Chayr V'Tais is a Shakim Shakavatar, a Lomdish Shakavatar of what is the connection between Lois Sishchat and Tashbisu. Tosfos meant to ask that, and Tosfos answers. One second. In fact, Shagas Aryeh, I have a kasha on this story. You're telling me that there's really no fundamental connection between Leisishchat to Tashbisu, just Louis Yitzur, there wouldn't be Tashbisu, it wouldn't pass Leisishchat. So it's not a raya that if there's Leisishchat, there's also Tashbisu. That's not the word. The word is if there wouldn't be Tashbisu, it wouldn't pass Leisishchat, because the Chometz is not a Dover also. So in order to have Leisishchat, it has to be that you have Chometz, which has Tashbisu on it. Slowly. Says the Shagas Aryeh, I have a raya that you're over Leisishchat, even on Chometz, that doesn't have Tashbisu. What's the right? Says the Shagas Aryeh, if that's the pshat in Tosfos, that you can't have Leisishchat. That means, if that's the pshat in Tosfos, that the Gemara didn't mean to say that Leisishchat is a gilu to Tashbisu. It's not a gilu. It's not that just like Leisishchat starts at 12, Tashbisu starts at 12. Leisishchat's a lomdish araya that if the Torah asr shechting on Chometz, Muzdach Zayin that some Chometz is a zach which you now let have around. So the Shagas Aryeh says, I'll prove to you you're wrong. I have a Gemara. That's a raya muchuachas, that you're chayav leisishchat, even on chometz, that you're not over on. What's the raya? Oh, interesting. Says the Olam, Pasamad Olam, that we said that the Sheikhid is over even what? Even on Chometz, if it belongs to who? To the Chabura. We just said that, one second, we'll get to you in a second. We said that the Sheikhid is over even on Chometz, the Sheikhid's over even on Chometz, which belongs to what? To one of the Chabura. But the Sheikhid himself is not over the Jusuf. The Asakasai does not bring that raya. Why not? No. Why does he bring that raya? That lechayr, you see that the Sheikhid is chayiv even on the chametz that he doesn't have a kiyuv tashbisa on. Because very good. It's a great price. Somebody has a kiyuv tashbisa on that chametz. The chabura has. That's called chametz, which is also the chametz, because the bala chabura, he has chametz which needs to be gotten rid of. That's enough for the Shagazai Svara. For the Shagazai Svara that I only have a din of leisishcha on a chametz which is tashbisable dikka chametz, it doesn't have to be the chametz of the Sheikhid. It's enough that it belongs to somebody who had a chiv to get rid of. Azach chametz, which is getting ridable, is azach chametz, which creates a ver leisishcha. But, Shagazai beroiv garanusoi, belamdanusoi, says I have a raya that it's not true. The Gemara says, and Samuel Gilman Bey is on the top, where is this chametz that the guy's over on? The Gemara says, on top of Samuel Gilman Bey, Machlokes. The Shlokes says, Vazora. It's in Vazora, slowly. So what happens? Plain he came to Shechter's carbon, and one of the Chabur guys has a chametz Vazora. Now, chametz which is in Vazora, you're over by your Rabbi Matzah? I have chametz. It's in the Azara. Am I over by Rabbi Matzah on it? Am I, no? Okay, no. Very good. So the Yishayim speak out. Most Yishayim hold the chametz which is not in your geographical rishos. So you're not over by Rabbi Matzah on it. Most Yishayim. Fek the Shagas Aryeh. How could you be over on? How could you tell me that there's lishishchan of chometz which is in the Azara? Halei, that chometz which is in the Azara is not tashbisable. It's not chometz in his pocket. You mean? He's making a rukimta. Every 5 years, somebody makes this rukimta. Yeah, so you had a guy this year. That's Rabbi Danziger from Baltimore. I'm playing for the tape. If anybody's interested, every 5 years, somebody makes a rukimta. I know the guy who said it 5 years ago. A different type of guy than you. It's interesting. I mean, it's not. It doesn't fit a pattern. Yeah, somebody says that Okimta, the guy has it in his pocket. Yeah, okay, it's a daishik. What? Yeah, Shlaim does it, why not, by the way? Your pocket's not your result, which you belong to. What? Hold on. I didn't plan to talk about this. It's not what I planned. Let's go, let's move on, okay? 1 second. What? It's his bazo, not in the pocket. Oh, Ima Rabbi Kad, big diukim, Shagach, yeah? You're added to the glorious list of people who said that Ima, yeah? Ima means with me in the Azor. Anyway, this is not what I meant. I have to tell you, my Zaydim, my grandfather, was a famous Rav for 60 years in a bar park. He once gave a klal, he used to say a lot of shirum, yeah? He once said a klal that when you prepare for a shir, this is what your nachano should be. Whatever you think Dayan's going to ask, they're not going to. And whatever you didn't plan for, they're going to ask. What's chal in this discussion over here? We can go back to. Let's move on. I say, fact, the Helik of Shagasari, yeah? Shagasari asks, 1 second, that the chametz that you're over on is not chametz, that's tashbisable because nobody's over on it. Interesting. What's fascinating is, 1 second, oh, very good. What's fascinating is, 1 second, I was not listening. There's so much more to say, chaval. Yeah? What's interesting is that Rabbeinu David over here asked the kasha. By the way, I was just passing the store on the way to check something, and there's a new stock of Rabbeinu David there. Treat yourselves.
Probably
okay.
Anymore.
What?
Probably not anymore.
No, just there. There's nobody online for it. There are people online for Masifta, these rolled up kimonos. Yeah. There's nobody asking for it. Rabbeinu David asked the kasha. He says, Toma, who's there? I don't know what's going on over here, he says. If you ask a Rav Amar. He says, what's the riot from the Sishka? It's a din of the Shechita. He says, Shalachiva Torah b'sheichet as a pesach al chometz ella b'shul shachometz ne'asar. He says very similar to the Shagazari, we give it $1 billion to Zahar Ben Adomit. And the Adomit says also the Svara. The Svara says Rabbeinu Adomit is not that you're only over on the Sishchat on Chometz which has Tashbisu on it. You can't be over on Chometz if at that time Chometz is a Zach, you're allowed to have around. I need that the Chometz of the Sheikhit is in a Zah state where he has a Chiyav Tashbisu on it. What's the Svara? The Svara Yishara is that it's not Mestaber, that nobody has Tashbisu on Erev Yontiv and Chometz is a commodity, which is Mutter, and the Torah Asla Sishcha. It has to be that it's also. You wonder who it's also to? Whoever has Tashbisu, with the rules of Tashbisu. It has to be that the guy who's doing the Sheikh, it has to be Azah Chometz, which is Tashbisuable, because it's in his Rishus and it's not in the Azara. I mean, Adomit says the same Svara, but the Svara is not like the Tashakas I understood, that you're not going to be overly Sishcha until you have Chometz, which has a Chiyav Tashbisu on it. Then he asks, but in the Azora, it's out of your Rosh Hashanah, and you're not over by your own Tashbisu. I mean, Adomit says, as far as a Gishmak is far. If you're going to tell me that there's no Tashbisu on Erev Yomtiv, so that means Chometz is a Chepsa Shalater. You're allowed to have it around. It's not Mistafet, the Torah said, like, Sishna, Chometz on Zivri, which is a Shechitah Vikadin on Chometz, which is fundamentally Mutter. You'll ask me, I grab this particular Chometz that the guy has in the Azora, he doesn't have a Chometz, who cares? But Chometz is a commodity, which is also Chometz is a Zach, which you have to get rid of. If that's the svara of Taisus, it's a lot more gishmak. If that's the svara of Taisus, it's a lot more gishmak. If that's the svara of Taisus, it's a lot more gishmak. So it's similar to the Hakasari. That means Taisus is grappling with the heart of the sugya. What is the connection between the Avera of Leisishtal Chometz Dam Zivchi and the Tashbisu? They're no sheikhs to each other. They're no sheikhs to each other. Every kohad machad is a private on the sheikh. What's all this Tashbisu? Every place is known, Mikol Mokoim, says there's a Svara. Kiva the Ashikha, he says, Svaru! What's a Svara? So Shagazari understood that the Svara is, it has to be Tashbisable Dikha Chometz in order to be able to Shishchat. And then he asks the Kasha on himself from the Chometz which is in the Azor, which is not is out of Yerushalos. Rabbi Adomit says the Svara a different way. It's not Mistavit, the Torah Asr Lishishchat on a Cheft of Chometz, which is not Asr. So it has to be that it's also. For who is it also? Whoever it's also for, whatever the rules of the Tashbisu are. That makes a lot more sense. Absolutely. All this is Maridik. So it's Mefurish and Tyson's Teretz by a Pressburger here. Yeah, that was his Kasha. It's Mefurish and Tyson's Teretz. Well, if it's Kasha, what do you answer? It's Mefurish and Tyson's Teretz. It's Mefurish and Tyson's Teretz that what Tyson was grappling with was a major issue, which is what is the connection? There's no system, there's reason. And for Tyson's Svar, by the way, if the Kasha was the way you're learning, then he didn't answer anything. What's the answer? The answer is that Tyson was grappling with a fundamental shiloh of what's the connection between Lashishka and Tashbisu? What's the answer with the other? What's to do with the other? So either he meant the Shagasari Svar or he meant Vashem. See, it's fascinating. If that's true, and Tyson says that that's the teretz of the Gemara. So now we have a fundamental shiloh. Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara like that. Where the Gemara says. Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara like that. Rashi learns the Gemara is a technical kasha. The Gemara says maybe this man of Tashbisu is relative to each guy. Everything more, it's not Mistavra that we change this man of Tashbisu. Zman. It's not Mistavra Toyos Helik. It means Rashi never bothered to explain the fundamental limbud from Lesish Karachom Islam Zivki to what do you call it? He never bothered to explain the fundamental puzzle. Lesish Karachom Islam Zivki. He never bothered to explain what the limbud is. The Gemara is the kasha. It's okay, fine. We understand the limbud very nice. Shakoyah. But maybe it's. Maybe the time of Tashbisu keeps changing? The Gemara says, no, it's not established. It says, a set time. It's not. But, what about the Etz of Limud? What? How can you learn how to do things? Rashi doesn't explain. Tashbis learns that that was the whole shock of the Gemara. Tashbis says, I don't know what you answered me. There's no Raya Bechal. Tashbis says, no, there is a Raya. Because it's Mistavra. It's Mistavra that there is a connection. The same Tashbis is Fashtanin that the Gemara's Kasha was, there is no connection. Then Tashbis says, I don't see the Gemara's Teretz because it's not got no connection. And for those who know there is a connection. But Rashi never bothered with this topic. Rashi, A, never explained what the limud is, and Rashi never bothered to deal with Bechlal in his Kashan Teretz, his Kashan. He never bothered to deal with the Bechlal. Nothing. Is the Zatzapella also Mamish? You could say. Maybe it was Pasha to Rashi, the whole Rabbeinu David and the Shagasari. You could answer and say, that it was Poshit to Rashi, the Svar of the Rabbeinu David. It was a no-brainer, that was the Gemara meant. So the Gemara was just asking, what? What's the Gemara asking? Said, does it, so what's the Gemara asking? Beim, what's the Gemara Shaka Matari? Beim, what? Maybe each guy. Yeah, no, you have a Rai, you have a Svara, but maybe the Isser kicks in, each guy, when he shechs it. But as I don't say, why did the Rashi address this issue that Tosis was stuffing a Vector Sugya on? What is the connection? That's what Tosis is busy with. Tosis have a Mishnah. It's about Shechita. It's not about having chametz. Why did Rashi address it? Atke dekach, the Rashi learned the Shakatali, what was a technical Shakatariya? Is it flexible? Each guy's over on his time? Or does each guy's Tashbisu alternate? Or the what is it one set time? What happened to the main Kasha? What happened to the main event? What is the Limur B'chal? So you could say, he was like a Rebbeinu David. You could say it was like a Rebbeinu David. You could tell a Rebbeinu David. That was a Pasha the Svara that if this is what he calls a Mestam, it's also Sarah Rai, that's a speech of Sarah Yantif. Yantif? Have a Rai Muchacha, so it can't be. Anybody have a Rai? No. 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 Either way, is it right? You want to know the right is? Want to know the right? I'll tell you the right. The Gemara learns out from the Sisha Lachamas Dam Zivchi that we learn our Gilui to Tashbisu. So interesting Gemara. So we said Tiferei, the Shagazari, the Rabbeinu David. I have an interesting kasha the Gemara doesn't address. And how do you know at 12 o'clock, maybe it's the morning, Eimer Mitzafra? So what's the answer going to be, the Eimer Mitzafra? You're learning it out from where? From the Sishchat. So the maximum you can learn out is where? That Tashmisa starts when? What? At 12. Does it agree? Why did the Gemara ask the Eimer Mitzafra over here? The Gemara didn't know Acholak yet. So why does the Gemara learn out? Why Eimer from the morning, why Dafka at 12 o'clock? What's the answer? The answer is that since the Makar is from the Sisha Lachamaz Abzivki, it's not Mistava the Torah gave an Aveira, unless it's also, so you have a Raya from the Zman Shkita, from the 12 o'clock and on. Right? You don't check the Korban before that. So if you want to bring me a Raya of the Rebbeinu David and the Shakazari that it's also, you can only bring me a Raya from the time of the Aveira, the Sisha, which is from noontime, correct? Agreed? So you can't ask Eimer Mitzafra, what's up in the morning? The Limud is not more than that. But according to Rashi, that's not going to work. Why? Because according to Rashi, we know that it has to be from the morning. How do we know it has to be from the morning, the mitzvah? What forces us to learn that according to Rashi, it's from the morning? Bittul. Bittul has to be from the morning. Now, if you don't have achalak, so then, if you didn't split the day, because you don't have achalak, so, Manasha, you have a raya for it or not? If you have a raya, it should only be till 12 o'clock. The teretz is, Rashi can't learn like that, because Tashbis has to start in the morning. So who told you we split the day? The Isra should kick in the morning. You don't have Achalak. According to Taisis, I don't have a problem. According to Taisis, I don't learn out from the Sishka more than I learn out. So I go with a half a day. According to Rashi, I can't go with a half a day. Because if I'm going to learn a half a day, I won't be able to do Bittul. The answer is, it's a Gilui that the whole day is also. By the way, why? Because Yer Misha means the whole day. Okay, so how do you know from 12 o'clock it's also? You don't have Achalak. So if Rashi was going in the world of Taisis that there's a Gilui from the Sishka to Tashbisu, either it's a Raya to half a day, but then Bittul died. Or it's a ride for the whole day, but where do you have a half a day?
According to
Tosfos,
the Pasuk still says by Yom
HaRishon. I can't hear. Yeah, we said, but we know that it's half a day. We don't need an Acholak for it, because the thing is, it's half a day.
That's just when the mitzvah of
Shechita
starts.
Correct, so we don't have a ride to more than that. You can't learn out that more than half a day of the Yom HaRishon is awesome. That's Pesach, that might be the Pasuk Shah, by the way. The Gilur from Lashishkat can't do more than that. But according to Rashi, I can't do that because I have a problem with Bittul. So I have to go to the morning. Okay, so it's the morning. Finish, the ball game's over. How do you know it's half a day? So I want to tell you a Zach. The Gemara brings down a pasuk over here of Leisishcha Tachom et Dam Zivchi. Zokter Tzlach says in the Yehuda and the Shakazari, Mabel de Kazach. If you looked in the Pesukim over here, of the pasuk of Leisishcha Tachom et Dam Zivchi, you'll see it says Shmo Yislam et Balad Chafei. If you trouble yourself to look it up, it's a pasuk in Kisisa. But you all know that there's already an earlier pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that teaches us the din of Leisizbach al Chometz. In fact, the Halakha Tzlach, why didn't we bring down the Pasuk of Kisisa where there's an earlier Pasuk of Mishpatim? In fact, the Tzlach and the Shagas Arya, it's the wrong Pasuk. It's much later, it's in Kisisa. Kisisa is after Mishpatim, Agav. Part of your ideas, Claudius. So why does it bring down the wrong Pasuk? Pesach speaks out that what the Gemara meant to say, and that's how Rashi learns it, that it's an extra Pasuk. And the extra Pasuk is coming to Magal and Tashbisu. We'll talk more about it, but it's the wrong Pasuk. Either way, I just want to say one word. I will not be here Friday or Sunday, but I hope you will be. I wanted to say one Nakuda. I have to go to Chicago tonight. I really could be back on Sunday, but it's two flights, so I'll be back early Monday morning. Tonight be regular Ali Shur, I'll still be here. And Yitzi will do the questions and answers. I'm sure you'll have something very interesting to hear. Certainly more interesting than me. I just want to say one Nakuda. I was on a Zoom call this morning, a meeting with 60 Rebbeim from the Sifters. One of them asked a question, and he said that I don't know if Shachas Kabbalah Torah. The Bocher said he has challenges with Kedusha. Yes, ups and downs. He doesn't have Shachas Kabbalah Torah. Yeah. What's the story of the Bocher? He doesn't have Shachas Kabbalah Torah. He has issues up and down. Kedusha. Yeah, this is regular Bocher. He doesn't have Shachas Kabbalah Torah. Tell the Bocher, you know what you remind me of? You have a couple that married for 10 years, right? Mantari is called Yom Chasun also, marriage. Married for 10 years, and couple gets along great. And then the first time they have a disagreement, should we go to the Shver for Yom Tov or not? Little kid, he has an argument for the first time, he comes over and says, Tati, are you and mommy getting divorced? Right? Maisim B'chol Yom. What's up, John, that, by the way? They had a fight once, had an argument once. So the little kid thinks, well, it was over. I told the Rebbeim, the event of Mount Torah is so powerful, so awesome, so deep, so nitzchiistic, that Mount Torah and your petty little Yerida that you had, they don't meet up with each other. They're not even in the same area. Like, this is 10 feet off the ground and this is up here. There's no crash. The same way that you don't get divorced because you had a fight. The days are coming up now, Heliger days, eventually Rosh Chodesh. The days of getting ready for the marriage. Imagine a guy comes down to the chuppah wearing sneakers because he didn't have time to get ready because he was busy arranging the suda. You ever saw Zazach? Call guy comes down. The guy's playing Golovi. The flower girls came down. The guy comes down with a tuxedo bow tie. He didn't have time to buy shoes. Yeah. Or he comes with Crocs because he's at the midpoint. Logic, yeah. The girl starts to cry. This is the guy getting ready to get married. It's an awesome bris. It's awesome covenant, awesome relationship. Don't give in to the HR that we'll close our eyes and it's like slichas, wait till it ends. This is the days where the Olam can reinvest in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'atam t'yuli v'mlachas kehanu v'goy kadosh. Grab every minute, mamash, grab every minute. Friday, make Friday great again, make it greater. Sunday, there's what to do, Emirat Hashem. Monday, we'll be back with full force. Shatoivu mitzlachas.